Hey, Travers, George Barnaby said, pointing at me, his face screwed up in a theatrical grimace. Get to the chopper! I paused in the doorway of DeLuca's Pizza and rolled my eyes at him. How many times between now and graduation am I going to have to hear that line? I don't know, man, he admitted, spreading his hands. But Predator is the best movie I've ever seen, and you have to promise me that we're going to watch it again before you head for officer's training. I'd take Lorna, but she doesn't like the blood, you know? Thanks for that. I leaned heavily against the stucco wall, not worried about blocking the door, not at 11 o'clock at night. DeLuca's was pretty far from the mall, and even on a Friday night wasn't likely to attract the post-movie crowd. In one fell swoop, you've managed to remind me that not only didn't I get an active duty army slot, but also that Jill broke up with me just before graduation. All the things I went to the movies to forget about. George's expression went from excited to devastated, and I immediately regretted my choice of words. Not that George couldn't be a doofus, but he always meant well, and none of this was his fault. Besides, I was running out of friends.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, he said, hands falling to his sides. I didn't think about that.
No, it's cool, I assured him. I'm just being a grump. Thanks for going with me. And yeah, we can see it again. Graduation is tomorrow, and I don't have to leave for training for another month. He brightened immediately, as if the earlier section of the conversation had never happened, and I wondered again how well newly minted Second Lieutenant George Barnaby was going to do as an active duty Army infantry platoon leader. I had to admit, I was jealous. I'd wanted an active duty slot as well as infantry, but had been denied both. The thought stung a bit, but I wasn't going to let that bring me down. We'd gone through 4 years of college ROTC at the University of South Florida together and had become inseparable, so it would be tough to watch him go off to the life I wanted for us both.
That's awesome, he continued. I loved that movie. I think it's my new favorite.
Well, it's got a high-ranking army officer lying to the hero and ruining his life in the process, I said, grinning despite myself. So I guess I can identify.
Ooh, George said, blowing across his forefinger like it was a gun barrel. Shots fired. Are you really still that pissed at Colonel Danberg?
You don't think I should be? I goggled at him. I had the same scores as you did, and somehow I wound up with a National Guard commission and an assignment to field artillery.
Can't spell fatal without F.A., George cracked, the joke coming automatically at this point. But seriously, man, he's not the only one to make that decision. He makes recommendations, and I haven't heard anyone ever say that the Army doesn't pay attention to them. And you know how he feels about me.
A scowl twisted my face into contortions I wasn't used to. Now I gotta find a civilian job, and God knows what good a history degree is gonna do. Maybe I could teach, I guess, I sighed. Forget it. I'll have enough time to think about that after FA officer's basic course. I'll see you tomorrow, George. He waved, seeming relieved to be done with the exchange, and hurried back to his car. The red Camaro was brand new. 1987 model, a graduation present from his parents. They were both doctors, and God only knew how the two of us had ever become friends. George Barnaby had been born with a silver spoon in his mouth, while I, Charles Frederick Travers, had been gifted with life and 18 years worth of room and board by Mom and Dad before they'd told me I was on my own. An ROTC scholarship had seemed like a great way to pay for college and find a job, and it had allowed me to move as far away from Columbus, Ohio as I could afford. Well, technically, I supposed I could have gone to California and been farther away, but Tampa, Florida was almost as good, and a hell of a lot cheaper. I hadn't been home once since then, choosing to stay and work through the holidays at a pizza place.